Well, I can tell you the GOP race for governor just got more interesting as a man who have I known for several years, a man of deep convictions, strong convictions, is entering the race. I first got to know him as a highly successful leader of an automotive dealer group. And then later is just a guy that I was sweating with trying to get into shape. Kevin Rinke joins us live, the latest entry into the GOP race for governor. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, Guy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Loved the video. I do have to tell you, just as an armchair political consultant, I fear that a 69 Pontiac GTO may overshadow you in that video. That was one heck of a car.
It certainly was better looking than me. There's no question.
But you made an interesting point there. You're talking about a classic muscle car from yesteryear, and then you're comparing our current governor to a Yugo. I don't think I've ever seen that used. Tell me about that comparison.
Well, the comparison was about ineffective leadership and ineffective government. The Yugoslav government was proud of the Yugo, and it didn't work. And it didn't serve the people. And in America, the people produce quality. They want to move upward. They want to be better. And the analogy was, this is American. It's strong. It's classic. It's got beautiful lines. And we want to do better. The Yugo is when government, is, with poor leadership, gets over-involved and strangles creativity, strangles quality, and forces bad things to happen to people.
No question. It's the Soviet model of low expectations and design by committee. Kevin, when you look at the, you're obviously going to be running very hard against Governor Whitmer, and I understand that, but first you got to get through a crowded field of other GOP candidates. What do you see in this current field that is lacking that you felt that even with a field of 10 people there that you were a necessary addition?
Well, I look at business experience and interaction with government, and over my 30 plus years in the business world and interacting with the people in Lansing, I think it's uniquely prepared me to be the leader of the state. The governor of Michigan, remember, runs the business of Michigan. And while I respect all the other candidates, candidly, their personal experiences in the business world don't measure up to the large-scale operation that's required to effectively lead Michigan and appropriately serve its constituents.
In terms of the current field, James Craig is kind of an acknowledged front runner, and there have already some complaints that the GOP establishment, the party apparatus, has already maybe been a little bit too friendly to him this early in the election before the shakeout. In terms of James Craig's candidacy, he's going to certainly base it on his career in law enforcement and that he can bring some more social order to these sometimes violent and disturbing times, as we've witnessed what's happening on the West Coast with smash and grabs, as we witnessed what happened in Waukesha. How do you confront that campaign issue, and what do you think will be your central theme?
Well, I think that law and order is a component of any society, and certainly as governor, I am going to enforce law and order through the various police departments. Running the state's business is broader than that, Guy, and currently Chief Craig, who has been a lifelong bureaucrat in the police departments, are part of the bureaucracy. His experience is limited, and you need business experience. There are tremendous issues that need to be addressed. Education, infrastructure, small business rejuvenation. We have to look at integrity in elections that every Michigander realizes that their vote counts and that there is only one vote per person. We have to look at the environment and the changing needs of Michigan. And so it's much broader than simply law and order, but mm-hmm. certainly law and order is a key component for every civil society.
me ask you about election integrity. Certainly, I think there is a confidence deficit out there in the wake of 2020, as we saw some last-minute changes to our laws, last-minute changes to policies, and certainly a dramatic shift towards absentee voting, which the system wasn't set up for that volume of AVs. And yet there are others that are saying that, well, you can't do that because then you're buying into the stolen election narrative. Do you believe that the election was stolen, and what would you do to enhance confidence in our system?
For starters, I'm looking forward. And one of the key elements that I want to address is Michigan has between 300,000 and 500,000 names on its voting rolls that have not been active in 20-plus years. We need to have accurate voting rolls, completely and appropriately filled out registrations. And we need to have proof that you are who you are. I have not seen anything other than the people of Michigan have seen as far as reports with the last election. I'm not addressing that. I'm looking forward at real issues, and the government needs to provide every citizen in Michigan the confidence that they have access to vote, that they are who they say they are, that they are a registered citizen of the state, and that the election count is appropriate and fair. That's all I'm looking to do.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that more of a of an exercise of the Secretary of the State? How would you as governor change that?
Well, I think that if it's an exercise of the Secretary of State, why hasn't she addressed it? And if you are a leader, why hasn't this governor stepped up and said, hey, inaccurate voting rolls are not acceptable? Hey, if there are questions about access, what's the plan to enhance access? I want every person that is legal to vote in Michigan to have that opportunity, Guy. It has nothing to do if you have a D in front of your name or an R. Voting is the significant, the single most greatest thing about our republic and our democracy. We get to choose our leadership, and there has to be integrity for our form of government to survive. Can't have people doubting its quality or integrity.
I wish I had so much more time, but I've only got a minute left. And we know that there is, within the Republican Party, deep concern about the content of curriculum in the classroom. But the larger looming problem for many districts is a teacher shortage and a shortage of substitute teachers, because teachers are finding that they're getting a better wage working at a fast food restaurant in some cases. How would you confront that?
Well, I think we have people in our society that can contribute to teaching. And we have a structure that is in place that is not successful. Our kids are failing. And we have to look at what we need to do. Michigan is 38th in public education and falling faster than almost every state in the country. So we've got to fix what our kids get. And this is about the kids. They need to be prepared going into the future to contribute to society, not to become wards of the state.
Right.
They can't read. They can't write. They are ill-prepared to move forward, and our current system pushes them forward and sets them up to fail. And a real leader won't allow that to happen. And as governor, Guy, I'll stop that from happening for the kids.
Kevin Rinke, welcome to the battle. I got to tell you that the current state of our politics, it takes a strong person to do it, and I know you are that guy. And we look forward to future conversations, both on, to learn more about you, to introduce you to our listeners, and about policy as well. Take care, and good luck.
Guy, give me a call anytime. It's always great to talk to you, and I hope the people in Michigan are listening. We have a choice. And I won't back down from doing what's right for the people of Michigan.
Kevin, thank you. And do take care. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family, and we'll be seeing you around town, I'm sure.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.